Okay.
Am I saying hello to the internet?
You're saying hello to the internet, damn it.
I am saying hello to the internet. Not just a little piece of the internet, the entire internet. And hello to our avid listeners in the National Security Agency.
And China.
And China.
You know, the NSA doesn't listen to stuff that's, like, public. They don't care about that.
Even when the discussion might be tactical vanilla pudding?
They don't care.
And heart attacks?
They don't care. Hey, the Russians called him up and said, yo, man, you got this bomber terrorist guy in your country. Here's his name and here's where he's living. And they didn't give a shit because it was public. But you try to encrypt something, they're all over that shit. You can encrypt your pudding recipe and they're like, oh, man, we got to decrypt this.
So for those who were not listening to the pre-show, meaning those who are not us, Alan says, hey, how's it going? And then we hear silence. And Brita goes,
Alan?
Alan, are you okay? And there's no Alan. And I'm like, did he die?
What
and
happened?
Brita suddenly goes, my God, he might have died.
But my second thought was, I hope he's recording.
Yeah. That would be eerie. Alan's last moments recorded for posterity in China. And so Alan, what happened?
What do you mean what happened?
Why did we hear almost death and
well, cuz when I stand up my chair pops up and makes a noise. See, it does this.
That was the noise.
Yeah. That was what we heard, and then we heard silence. And what was the reason for the silence?
I stood up.
Why'd you stand
and walked
up?
Out of the room.
Why were you doing that, Al?
I was taking a bowl back to the kitchen to
what was
put
in the bowl,
sink.
Alan?
Air.
What were the remnants in the bowl?
Oh, that was the pudding I was eating.
Pudding.
Pudding.
What kind of pudding?
Where's Bill Cosby when you need him?
What kind of pudding?
It was vanilla pudding. And it was damn good, too. What?
Everything is bigger in Texas, people.
That's right. Even the vanilla pudding.
Did you put Nilla wafers in it?
I did not.
You didn't even put Nilla wafers in it.
I didn't.
Isn't that just for banana pudding?
Yes, it is just for banana pudding.
You can just put it in regular pudding. That's how you make Nilla wafers
that's
good.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know. Texans are very specific about their food.
Yes.
Chili cannot have beans in it.
No.
You know. Vanilla pudding cannot have vanilla wafers.
Well.
So how do Texans make their vegetarian chili?
They don't. There's no such thing.
No such thing.
Oh, I got a tactical snark from Brita.
Vegetarian chili. You gotta be kidding me.
So how the hell are you guys?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Did you all have a good New Year?
I did.
Yeah? What did you do? Anything good?
Nope.
No?
Nope, not a whole lot of anything. There was a lot of wrangling of babies.
Yeah.
And eating some food. And drinking shamefully small amounts of alcohol.
Oh, you're a dad now.
I sure am. I'm going on my paternity leave next week.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, full time.
What kind of socialist bullshit is this?
that socialist bullshit is daycare is expensive, and I don't want to pay for it until I have to.
Ugh.
Plus, I like babies.
Yeah.
I'm gonna squish this baby and chomp on her cheeks.
How is she doing now? Is she like becoming more human? Does she have new tricks that she's learned?
She's changing from a velociraptor to a human.
You know how babies, you know, learn things
and become
more human as they grow older.
That is absolutely true. They are very, very not human at all when
they're
first
just like
born.
Little mammal things, you know.
Yeah, they're
enjoy
just little lumps.
This.
Yeah.
Little baby lumps.
Is she doing anything new? Like, you know.
She is almost laughing. Laughter is, we are on the precipice of laughter.
Oh boy.
Nice.
Right now she's ticklish and you can tickle her and she can't laugh yet. So instead she just kind of goes, and that's kind of better. She's starting to learn to play with toys.
Nice.
And she's
super cute.
She's really cute. And I'm trying to think of what else she does. Oh, she likes to play with my beard.
Well, who doesn't?
And it's very, very interesting because a lot of times it's just like it's the most fun toy ever. But most of the time, it is an enigma that she is going to figure out. There is some sort of solution to the beard. And you can tell she'll just be like, she'll have like both hands in it with a furrowed brow. And she'll be like, I'm going to figure this out today. and it doesn't appear that she has yet.
Especially since
if she does, I hope she tells me because I have no idea.
Cute.
Well, let's get started.
Oh, okay. Play the music.
Oh, look at that. Thursday, January 9th, 2013. This is episode...
14.
Oh, I did it. 2014. I did it. Episode 87.
Oh, my God. 87. I did it. You did, I know.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yep, it's all over. Yep, so good night, folks.
Well, I want you to know that the very first check I wrote this year, I did it correctly. I didn't have to scratch it out. I was
Me too.
Very mindful about it.
Yeah, I was definitely super concentrating, but all of
Well, because you hate to have to go through the whole, like, you have to void the check and write the thing, and stupid.
But all my paperwork at work has lots of scribbles.
Scribble, scribble, scribble.
Yep.
Well.
Yes.
There must be a playoff game or something on tonight. We have no...
We have 15 people. I think it's because, well, number one...
Because we suck and nobody likes us.
No!
Most of them are stuck in traffic on the George Washington Bridge.
Is that what it is?
No. I think it's because, you know, we had that, like, had kind of... sporadic shows during the holidays and people don't know what's going on and they forgot.
Oh, also, well, it's going to be sporadic,
you know,
next week.
nobody is promoting our show on the blogs.
Oh, the blogs.
Yeah.
Those things that are dead.
Right. Wait, no, that's my point. Like, you know,
Weird promotes it.
Weird does. Yes.
Yeah.
But you're the only one. Weird.
Heck, I don't even promote it on my blog.
I know you don't either. So, you know, maybe in the new year that's something we need to work on.
Nobody reads my blog.
A little bit more promotion, even though, Alan, you're against promotion. So, you know.
Don't worry. I am wholeheartedly for it.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Well,
Weird.
We'll promote the shit out of it then. I
need to contact a few people and see if I can get on some more other podcasts so I can get the people that, you know, like to listen to podcasts, because podcasts are awesome.
That's a good idea.
Hey, there's another podcast, and it's full of complete psychopaths.
Maybe we can do a cross interview thing. We can have one of those podcast people on and ask them about, you know, hey, what's going on?
We get have Chaz then.
Yeah.
AKA Chester Murphy.
Who?
Who? Oh, shit.
The Road Gunner podcast.
Oh, the Road Gunner. Oh, you should have said Road Gunner.
He's an avid listener to us and our nonsense. He's probably listening to us right now in his pickup truck. And like you, Alan, he is also not wearing pants.
Well, see, I know who Road Gunner is. I just didn't know Chaz.
Yeah. That's his unknown name.
I didn't know. Now the whole world knows. China.
Don't worry, there's subterfuge going on. I call him Chester.
Okay. We wanted to make one program note because, you know, we talked last year about the Squirrel Report Book Club.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wanted to bring this up.
Yes, bring it up.
I don't know. A few friends of mine have a book club. You know, they're in a book club and they're enjoying it. And
Are your friends Oprah?
No, my friend Amanda is in this book club, and it's like a cool book club. They read kind of conservative stuff, and they read, like, you know, Atlas Shrugged, and they drink bourbon or something while they read the books.
Cool.
I don't know. She can call in and tell us about it, but Amanda. And
hint.
And I thought, God, we have, like, these people who listen to the show every week. It would be cool to have a book club, and we could all you know, well, you know, if you want to read along with the book club, and then maybe one show a month, we could, that could be the call in topic. We could talk about the book.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we need to try to have authors on.
Yes.
And yes, I talked to Marco Kluse and I thought, what a great beginning book for our book club would be Marco Kluse's first novel. Cause you know, Marco, the Munchkin Wrangler, he has been, you know, writing his heart out for years now. And we've all been kind of following along with his saga of becoming a published writer. He has a blog, it's the Munchkin Wrangler, and he self-published a book on a Kindle, and it became a crazy popular hit on Amazon. I mean, it was like in the top 10 for weeks and weeks.
It was number one for military science fiction at one point.
Yeah. I mean, so a self-published book by one of our own kind of thing, a gun blogger. I think it is worthy for our first book. And I hear tell that there's a fabulous female character
there
in this
is.
Novel. And she's really great. I don't know. So, anyway, Marco agreed to be on the show and call in and, like, you know, talk with all of us about.
He's got a new book coming out pretty
soon.
Yeah,
and he has, like, follow-ups. You know, he has, like, kind of a novella after his first book.
Two novellas.
Two now? Okay.
Two.
Gosh, I haven't been keeping up. And then the second one is coming out soon. So I think it's a great idea. And, you know, maybe we could even get Larry Correa to call in. Who knows?
So what we'll do is everybody.
But it's not, I want to put this out there. It's not always going to be military science fiction.
No.
Or monsters.
No.
Or science fiction or whatever.
No.
It's not, because, you know, we have other interests.
That's right. We're all going to read 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, God.
Already did. It's not that good.
No.
Yeah, I've heard it's horrible. You can't make me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not very well written. And
as far as S&M goes, it's pretty fucking tame, too. Pardon my French.
Okay.
Anyway, the plan is that we will read, everybody that wants to do book club, I don't think we're going to do a registration or anything because
no.
That's silly. But go read Marco's book, his first one.
Yeah.
Terms of Enlistment. And in sometime in February, we will have him on and to talk about it.
Yeah.
And you can call in and ask intelligent questions about it.
And take it from me, if you're buying Terms of Enlistment for your Kindle, just go right ahead and drop a couple extra coins and get the Measures of Absolution as well. Because
yes, you'll want it.
It's good to chase it with that, because
right.
If you're anything like me, you were just like super duper hungry after finishing that first one, and you're just like, oh, and that's exactly the itch that you needed to scratch.
Yep.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go out on Amazon tonight and download everything.
Okay.
Yeah, but
the other one is Lucky 13.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Yeah, that one was pretty.
But I think it would be. I think it would be a fun thing and get more people involved, and get more people reading. Which I think is great.
No books. All the good ones they make into movies.
Damn books. Yeah.
I have to brag about my daughter. Because we saw the Hunger Games movie when she was here last time. And she went out and bought the third book in the series because she couldn't wait to see the movie. She was so excited about it. And she was reading it. She told me the other night she was reading it. And she goes, you know, it's really good as I read it. I can see it like a movie playing in my mind.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's how you do it.
Yep.
So anyway, moving on, there's a couple of little things before we get to the meat. There's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. One is the court bitch slap Chicago again. You'd think they'd learn not to bother. Where's the, there's the link. Yeah, so the city of Chicago banned firearm sales in the city of any kind, basically. People sued. U.S. district judge said, nope, unconstitutional. Yep. If you can keep and bear arms, you have to be able to buy them.
I mean, that's exactly how Chicago got their ban in the first place was they said, well, you need this special permit to own a gun.
Right.
And, we're not going to issue those permits.
Right.
You know, you can have a gun, but you have to buy it at a shop, and we're not going to have any shops.
Yep. So, slowly, you know, Chicago's being dragged kicking and screaming into the rest of the country.
And Illinois just issued a gajillion gun permits.
Yeah. Oh, man. What was it? More gun permits than signed up for Obamacare?
Yep.
Oh.
That's damning with faint praise.
Yeah, but still. Damn.
By the way, I haven't been hearing much about it. Is this thing fixed or anything? Or is there still like a gazillion people who used to be insured who now aren't insured thanks to the law that's supposed to get everybody insured?
Well, what happened was it's kind of gone into a lull because, you know, policies they rotate at the end of the year. So what happened was everybody, and this only applied to people that bought their own insurance. So it didn't apply to anybody that you know, was covered under a group policy.
I'm sorry, bought their own what?
Insurance.
You talk funny, Alan.
Yeah. Anyway, the by law, all these policies were couldn't be sold anymore because they didn't conform. You know, basically, they didn't include the kitchen sink that the Obamacare rules required. So everybody that was a private payer got pretty much got canceled. It was like 5 million people, something like that. And they said, "Holy shit!" And that was one of the big reasons they delayed the employer mandate. And I guarantee you the same thing's going to happen then. Because, you know, all these companies are going to look at the cost of providing the kitchen sink insurance that Obamacare requires, and they're going to go, well, fuck this shit. We'll pay the fine because it's cheaper. And y'all can go get your own insurance. So, anyway.
Yeah. No, I was really glad when when RomniCare came around. I was just before it hit in, I lost my job being a fisheries observer, and that company had some dog shit cheap insurance. And I'm like, I know for a fact that the number of employees they had and all that, they'd be like, you know what, fuck it, we'll pay the fine.
Yeah, of course. You're gonna see. I mean, you think 5 million people getting their private policy cancels a lot. Wait till it's 50 million. And it will be.
It will be. Sure.
The other big thing was the the Chris Christie meltdown, which
yep.
I have ceased to follow Chris Christie at all.
Yeah. I had too, actually. And I saw this and I was like, what's this shit about a bridge? What the hell?
I still don't fully understand the story.
Well, it looks like one of his flunkies has taken the fall for it.
Of course.
And there's no as yet no black and white proof that Christie had anything to do with it. But one of the flunkies was like, apparently the Democratic mayor of some other town didn't support Christie or said he wasn't going to support him or something. And so Christie was like, fuck you. And they decided they'd play some shenanigans on this bridge, which is like the only bridge into town or something. And so they, put up barriers and, choke traffic down to one lane or something it was the same thing as what Obama did during the shutdown when he went around and put up barricades in front of, unmanned open parks. It was just, kind of a fuck you to the,
We really should be following Christie because everyone keeps talking about him and his presidential campaign.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen.
Well, I don't know because the stupid party seems to really somehow think that all we have to do is put a liberal Democrat with an R next to their name on the ticket,
and
that'll get us all the huge votes while the other side puts an ardent socialist with a D next to their name on their side of the ticket. And oddly enough, the people in favor of socialism will vote for the socialist, and the people who are in favor of Republicans will watch TV.
Yep.
And we will have a weak, unpopular candidate win.
Of course.
Kind of like, Mr. Barricade.
Yeah.
Nobody liked him. Nobody wanted him. Yep. His own party hates him. I mean, they're like, oh, he's not socialist enough, and he's not doing enough to kill the country.
Right.
But it's one of those. He had pretty much universal, distaste. But he got reelected because, Willard Mitt Romney. Yuck.
Yeah.
Who wants that? Nobody. And, if Chris Christie, it doesn't matter how bad Chris Christie is or what good or bad things he can bring to the ticket. He just won't win.
Nope.
And if you want him not to win, well, we should nominate him.
But, there are a lot of people in the Republican Party that would rather lose than have the wrong person win.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If it was a choice between losing to Hillary or having Ted Cruz win, for instance, they would hope Hillary won.
Yep. But then there's these things called American people.
Yeah, they don't count.
Yeah, they kind of don't.
Oh,
I'm so disheartened right now.
Our call-in number.
I've already decided I'm not voting for things like that anymore because I don't think it matters.
214-530-0036.
Yay!
What else do we have to talk about? Oh yeah, let's just jump into the whole feminist thing.
Okay.
Because that was very exciting.
Yeah. That article, where did I find it? I don't even remember.
It was on The Hairpin.
The Hairpin, which is feminist and makes me insane, but I keep reading it anyway. I don't know. Apparently there's this new movement in feminism. And they've started, feminists have started arguing, it's like infighting amongst feminists. And, like, the super liberal radical feminists say that the feminists who try to teach women self-defense for self-empowerment and fighting back against the rape culture are, in fact, blaming the victims.
Mm-hmm.
It just reminds me of so many other liberal things where, like global warming now. It's like they're saying, well, we're having this giant deep freeze. This polar vortex is caused by global warming. So, in fact, warm is now cold.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, Fighting back is blaming the victim. And it's just like my brain just cannot wrap around. I just don't even understand it.
Well, the really...
Fun game talking about the whole global warming thing. Ask the person what they would have to see for it not to be global warming.
Yes.
Can't.
And then stand back because that head's going to start spinning.
The concept doesn't enter their minds. There can be no evidence against global warming.
That's right. Because it's a religion.
Yep. But this self-defense, and if you read that article, what this quote self-defense this woman is talking about is not self-defense like you or I would think of it.
No, there are no guns involved.
There's actually really not even actual fighting back involved. It's more like teaching women to pay attention to their surroundings and to not, go down a dark alley alone and to, stuff like that. I mean, it is, yes. it's like.
And to gouge their eyes.
Yeah. It's not it's like faux self-defense. It's feel good self-defense. And even that is completely unacceptable to this you know, feminist element that is like, you know, these are the ones that are all like, yes, don't teach women self-defense. Teach men not to rape.
Right. They put it all on what I understand is that what I've gleaned from all this is that these feminist people think that they can teach people to not be rapists. Okay. And I'm sorry. It's like, I said this to you earlier in the week, Alan. I said, it's like trying to teach a tiger not to be a predator.
Yes.
I mean, there are just people who are monsters. It doesn't matter if they're rapists or con men or they write fraudulent checks or they, you know, they con your grandma out of her life savings or they beat you up to take your purse or they're just monsters. I mean, it's just like a spectrum of monsters within human beings. It doesn't matter how that manifests itself. It Yep. could be rape. It could be anything.
And the whole teach people not to rape, that's, you know, very similar to the John Lennon give peace a chance and or Nancy Reagan's just say no to drugs, because you know everyone who's you know got themselves into illegal drugs is simply because oh shit I could have said no I had no earthly idea or just the oh wait not going to war with that other country that was an option oh jeez I had no idea
who knew.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, really? We could have just not gone to war? Yeah, bullshit. Come on.
Well, there's also the element that says, and there was a thing going around on Facebook all over the place last week that was this statement by one of these same feminists that, you know, all penis and vagina sex is rape. All of it. There is no such thing as non-rape penis and vagina sex. PIV, as they call
Thank
it.
Thank you for, yes, let's use that.
PIV. Hey, we have an explicit tag. We have an explicit tag. We're being clinical here.
When a mommy loves a daddy.
That's right. Apparently that's rape too, because it is according to these feminists, it is impossible to have consensual non-rape sex between a man and a woman. So given that, see, it's like they have this, it's like this typical liberal cognitive dissonance thing, right? So on the one hand, all sex is rape, or all man, male, female PIV sex is rape. I guess if you stick it somewhere else, it's not. I don't know. But on the other hand, we're supposed to teach men not to rape. So, you know, you kind of can't have it both ways. Either all sex is rape, or you can teach men not to rape, and then suddenly not all sex is rape? I mean, how does that work? It doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
But we have callers.
Oh, good. So you can stop saying penis and vagina.
Penis and Yay. Vagina, penis and vagina, penis and vagina.
Woo, take the caller.
Woo.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, we have a caller from KY.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to order me some Kentucky jelly.
That's all the color ID I get is KY. So hello, KY. What's up?
Hey guys, it's Roadkill.
Hey Roadkill.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're talking about feminists, and I brought out the KY jelly.
All right, thank you. We needed some
jelly. It's bourbon flavored.
Well, I have recently got into listening to a YouTube channel called Girl Writes What. And it's a woman in Canada talking about how feminism has gone way over the line. And they talk mm-hmm. about this a lot. I mean, the basic thing is that feminists have started treating women like they're children.
Yes, that's my big problem.
They have no personal responsibility, none. Mm-hmm. It's wrong to tell a girl, a college girl, not to drink as much as a guy. Because they're smaller and they generally can't handle as much alcohol. You can't say, you know, hey, why don't you avoid bad situations by personal responsibility? No, that's rape apology.
Mm.
You know.
Yes.
And
blaming the victim.
victim blaming. Oh, levels of the vitriol they throw. Dr. Phil actually tried to do a Twitter, and he asked very simply, you know, when is drunk sex rape? And oh my God, you'd think you had, you know, slaughtered an orphanage on TV.
Oh my gosh. You know,
well, he should have known the answer to that.
They came out of the woodwork big time on that. And they simply don't believe that women can really do no wrong. And if they do wrong, it's because of men's faults. So there's no real talking to them. There's nothing that you can do. They believe it as a religion. And they'll strap on the dynamite and they'll go blow up your car.
That was when you bring up a really good point about the personal responsibility is a lot of these theories, like, you know, the penis and vagina, all of that is rape. One of the reasons they said is because they said that men groom women for this. And it's kind of like a mind control thing. I'm like, what?
I wish.
The patriarchy.
The patriarchy grooms women for this and brainwashes you. And I'm thinking, okay.
If that was the case,
women would just be stupid cows lining up for this. I don't think so. I think that it underestimates women. A lot of feminism does underestimates women.
If that was the case, you could say the same thing about that as the anti-gun people say. You know, if we were as violent as the anti-gun people said they were, there wouldn't be any anti-gun people. And you could say that same thing about the women that say it's all a plot by the male patriarchy, because if it really was, she wouldn't be able to say that because she'd be in, you know, naked and pregnant in the kitchen. And shut the fuck up, bitch. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
They forget the very simple issue is that only a very few people were ever at the top. And it was always easier for those women at the top and their
aristocracy.
It was very easy for women to take, they became rulers. They had lawyer powers. They had all kinds of things up at the top. And at the bottom, the women didn't have much, but the men didn't have anything either. They were all in a miserable boat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people just don't remember it. You see it, and someone wrote this wonderful point in one of the more recent movies. I think it was Ironclad. Where Russell Crowe and them are, you know, fighting one of the English battles back in the medieval times. And Lindy Beige, this is really awesome YouTube guy who talks about how swords and weapons, ancient weapons, are really used and stuff. He brings up this point. He's like, they bring out the women to fight, and they're better than the men because they have to do it because of the feminists.
Hmm.
But the second the one chick takes a hit, then suddenly everything gets swung into defensive. You got to protect the woman. It's a double standard.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, they can't have it both ways.
Yeah, well, also there's the whole progressive movement thing where being the victim is the highest pinnacle of status. And so they're just, I mean, so it's one of those, like, when you talk about, you know, oh, you know, men have it, you know, had it worse than women, you know, as well, you know, had it, you know, bad as well outside of the aristocracy. I mean, that goes everywhere is, you know, for every woman that's downtrodden, there's a man that's down, you know, that's downtrodden and down in his luck. And there's, you know, someone like Oprah who is up, you know, who's making gazillions of dollars and women in Hollywood and all that are making gazillions of dollars, where there's a dude that's, you know, doing the best he can to get his bowl of ramen noodles. But even then, those people talk about, oh, the glass ceiling and, you know, the patriarchy and all that. And it's one of those, really? You sure? Or is it just, you know, some people do really well and some people don't do so well, and your plumbing doesn't have anything to do with it?
Yes.
Victims get stuff. victims get stuff, and that's the end of right there. They get things. They get all kinds of stuff. And as long as they get that stuff, they're going to keep playing this card, you know.
Or even just, I mean, not even getting stuff is just suddenly demanding, well, you can't, you know, you can't call me a liar or can't call me a hypocrite because I'm a victim and you're being sexist. It's just like, oh, you can't disagree with President Obama because you're a racist.
Right.
Because, you know, even though he's the leader of the free world and, you know, and all that, it still does not matter. He's black, so therefore he's the victim.
They hate it's interesting, especially Brita.
What
they
what?
Hate you? They literally hate you so much because you know you should be campaigning for them. They hate the fact that you went out, learned how to use guns, you know, and here you are, you know. You have all these issues, and you're not their little perfect poster child to be a victim for them, to make them money. Instead, you're parading for their other side, which is saying, hey, take responsibility for yourself. Hey, you know, step up and be a productive member of society.
Yes, you know, be a human being. I just, there comes a level, like, where this feminist thing and the racist thing, and it is... There is money in being a victim, and there is money also in creating victims. And this feminist, you know, feminist thing now where teaching self-defense is anti-feminist, it just struck me just now that this sort of idea just creates more victims. Because if you're teaching women that it's not feminist to fight back because, you know, it's victim blaming and all this bullshit that they put into women's heads, you know, that, oh, well, men should just not rape. Well, you know what? Life should be that easy. It would be really nice to just say, you know, men should just not rape. Oh, okay. Well, that's not the way the world works. And you have to really work within reality and take responsibility for yourself. And decide what you want to be. Do you want to be a victim? You want to be prey for somebody else? Fine. Don't fight back. But there's other options.
Consider this. This is a funny thing. Someone brought this up to me the other day. They said if a woman wakes up to a man after drinking, it's rape. But if the man wakes up next to a woman after drinking, it's adultery.
Well, there was just a recent thing in Ohio, and it was Ohio State, I believe. And I thought this was just a fascinating case where on videotape, I don't think it was on YouTube, but it was on, like, you know, all those other things. Somebody got it on videotape where a woman was being serviced by a young man. She was standing up against the side of a building. And he was on his knees. I'm not going to go any farther than that. But he was servicing her, and she was enjoying it. And it got videotaped. They were both totally drunk. Got videotaped and put on the internet. The next day, or, you know, a couple days later, she finds out the video's online, and she starts claiming rape. Okay. she's claiming, I don't know who this guy is. I was totally drunk. He raped me. Okay. This was my big problem with this, where there's this double standard. If a man and a woman are drunk, I'm so sorry, Mom. My mom is listening to this show. But anyway, so if a man and a woman are drunk and a man puts his genitals in a woman's mouth, he's raping her. But if a man and a woman are drunk and she puts her genitals in his mouth, he's still raping her.
Yeah.
I just don't even understand. And it's that sort of, like, feminist thing. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, the other thing is they're both drunk, right?
They were both drunk,
but it's his fault.
Yeah. The end result was that the girl probably said, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to live down this video where it looks like I'm really having a good time on this video. And the case was dropped. But yeah, there is this double standard, and there is this lack of personal responsibility for feminists and across the board with the liberal agenda. You know, it's racism is the cause of black people not having jobs. It has nothing to do with, you know, their own personal responsibility where they go out and get an education and work really hard and get a job, blah, blah, blah. No, the world is racist, therefore, you know.
Yep.
So, and then we all get taxed and have to pay for everybody. The end.
If you really want to get mad.
Recently, sure.
They've really had some massive issues with campus kangaroo courts. Women have been accusing young men of rape, and they kangaroo court them. You know, no legal grounds. They've been throwing, you know, expelling, you know, young men and whatnot. And it finally got some notice after a noted feminist, her son had that happen to him. And then now she's like, oh, well, there's a problem, but they're finding this out now. I will find the link for you and post it in chat in a little bit.
I read that one.
But now they're like, they are only bothered by it when it happens to their own flesh and blood.
Sure.
Until then, it's for the cause. You know, it's better that, you know, basically a million men go to jail.
Yep.
Then one woman be, you know, potentially
have to regret an unfortunate hookup that she didn't, you know, she was too drunk to say no to, or, you know, more, you know, Monday morning regret hangover or something.
She didn't dislike it at the time.
Yep. Hey, we got more callers, Roadkill. Let me give somebody else a chance. Thanks for calling.
All right. Goodbye.
Woot. And we do have more callers. This is MDev.
Well, hello.
Hello. Hey, you were on hold all that time. Is the streaming working on hold?
The stream was working, but I was only on hold for about a minute and a half.
Oh, okay. Good timing then.
So I was able to hear Roadkill, and yeah, I was able to hear you guys.
Awesome.
I have no idea what the call-in topic is supposed to be. I'm just
there's no call-in topic.
Oh, I should call in. All right.
How are you, MDev?
And, you know, right now I'm a little bit frustrated because I'm in work. We just got all new corporate phones, and I'm in charge of handing them all out, and none of them are set up. So, it's a lot of frustration. A lot of people that apparently
are you calling the squirrel report on your business phone?
No. I'm calling from my personal phone. You kidding me?
Okay.
I don't need work to know how much time I may or may not be spend talking and listening to the score report.
Well, we won't tell.
It streams 24 hours a day.
It's not like it's on the internet or anything.
It does, but I only work 12 of them, so, you know.
Oh, please. Well, that sucks, man.
But anyway, I figured I would call in, and I figured that... I don't know if you guys have already talked about this, and maybe you already have, but I'm very happy that the ongoing scandal with Chris Christie causing traffic jams
is
catching some traction, and maybe enough to prevent him from winning a primary.
Yeah, we can only hope.
I sure hope so. Oh, it made me happy because, you know, it's funny. I listened to Rachel Maddow just because.
Good Lord. You must be a masochist.
Well, I run out of other podcasts to listen to because I listen to podcasts like 50 hours a week. So,
good Lord.
You know, at some point she started calling in and I was like, oh no, she's just a loon. And then I saw more and more evidence and I go, oh, maybe she's on to something on this one. So it was happening when it broke, you know, big national news from everybody else today. So.
Cool.
Yeah, it's, you know what, I've said it once, I've said it again, I'm tired of voting for quote-unquote electable politicians.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yep.
Agreed.
Done with it. Define
electable.
Yeah. Because it turns out they're not.
These quote-unquote electable politicians aren't coming into power at all.
Yeah, they don't get elected.
I guess what I mean is, you know, I'm tired of choosing the candidate that was blessed by the hand of the elites.
Yeah. Let's
put it that way. The media, yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. Media, exactly. Likes it.
I do get a huge kick out of every time, these people are like, well, I voted for Obama, but that's just because I didn't think I really, understood.
Bullshit. Like,
oh, well, then don't vote next time.
Yeah, don't vote. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Eesh.
Retards.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm sorry. If you're not going to educate yourself, then don't pick somebody,
Thanks for calling him, Dev.
All right. See ya. Go on to another caller and don't injure yourself with a neck knife.
That's funny. We do have another caller. And that number, should you want to call in as well, 214-530-0036.
You can even call in on a rotary dial phone.
This is area code 661. I don't know where that is. Hello.
That is in Southern California.
Where?
California.
Southern California.
Oh.
Yep. I'm John in the chat room.
Oh.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Well, I'm actually not calling from Southern California. I'm in Louisiana, but,
Ugh.
Sitting here too. So, for this whole, I understand why they're feminine, right? Whatever. But what's frustrating is when I speak to women who I would consider feminist, even if they might not consider themselves that, just the opinion which they espouse is definitely a feminist. But they're like, well, why do you carry a gun, or why do you carry a knife, or we live in a nice neighborhood. That would never happen. Nothing like that would ever happen here. It's like, well, it could happen. And that's what, they're like, well, you must be paranoid. I'm like, no, I'm just prepared. And then a week later, after I had this conversation with a woman, and my car got broken into. She's like, oh, I'm so surprised that happened in your neighborhood. I'm like, how can you not understand, my point of view now? Like, I'm not saying that I'm freaking out or I'm upset. Like, of course, I'm upset my car got broken into. But I told you that if I was going to break into someone's car, I would break into a nice neighborhood because they probably have nice things. And she just couldn't wrap her mind around that. Like, oh, my goodness. And then on another point, my mom works for a college, and that's typically a gathering point for liberal people. And they offered a self-defense class. And my mom is not liberal, and she is not politically correct, and she is a very tough lady. And during the class, the instructor put on this padding. And, he's like, all right, well, who wants to grapple or whatever? So my mom goes up there, and she kicks the guy in the ball straight up as hard as she could.
Nice.
And the guy was wearing padding and stuff, so it was an acceptable thing to do. And one of the ladies goes, you can do that? And I'm just like, and I'm thinking, and my mom is telling this story because her jaw just drops. Unfortunately, so my mom looks at her and goes, if someone's going to rape you, do you think they're going to ask you if they can do that to you? My mom, you kill that person if you have to. And these women were like, they're not exposed to someone like my mom on a daily basis. This advocating,
clearly,
someone that's trying to rape them. Like, goodness gracious. Rip it off like a paper towel if you have to. I mean, God, get out of that situation and then, deal with the facts later. But I don't understand. I personally can't wrap my mind around this victim mentality. It's like, try to not be a victim. You're not advocating what this other person's doing, but you're going to survive. That should be the mentality, not victim mentality. I don't know. Sorry, that's my rant.
No, that was great.
It's good. Yeah, you don't ever want to be in a fair fight. You want to be in a completely unfair fight, and you want to be the one cheating, quote unquote cheating. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those. I always tell people I'm nonviolent, I'm anti-violent, but I am not a pacifist. And just my general philosophy is I don't want to get in a fight. I'm not interested in fights. I don't like fights. But if a fight comes to me, I'm going to do my best to kill your ass. Because I don't want to fight. And so I'm not going to. I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to call the cops.
Exactly.
Yep.
I've been in situations where I probably could have inserted myself in their situation and gotten into a fight. It's a big uproar in a crowd or something like that. And responsibly, I left the situation. I mean, I'm not fleeing. I mean, I have the means in which to defend myself, but I would rather avoid the situation. And
it's not your fight.
Exactly. And people like to get into fight. I don't understand that. Whatever. Well, you guys have a good night. Thanks for answering my call.
Well, thanks for calling. Yeah. Call back.
Yeah,
bye.
Good call.
Bye. Excellent.
That thing his mother described where you know, she was telling the woman, you kill them if you have to. And the other women were looking at her like, you know, like she was crazy. I think a lot of women who are into self-defense and interested in, you know, not being passive victims in any sort of way, knives, guns, you know, martial arts, whatever, you meet other women and you start talking about them, and they look at you like you're like from another planet, you know, because, and I don't think necessarily they, women are against it per se, but I think that they just have not actively thought about it. Like, wow, I really can do that. I'm allowed to fight back. I'm allowed to carry a gun. I can do this. It's never actually crossed their mind before because, you know, you grow up in a safe environment and you never, these are not thoughts you have on a day-to-day basis.
Well, plus we have all this, you know, this fair fighting in the culture, be it, you know, the, you know, contest fightings, you know, where, whether it be, you know, boxing or mixed martial arts or the various martial arts disciplines and things like that, where it's one of those like, oh, you know, okay, I'm going to fight this person, but, you know, boxers aren't allowed to throw kicks and you know, mixed martial arts people aren't allowed to hit in certain ways. Or once the person gets to be this type of incapacitated, the fight stops and all that stuff. And it's one of those, you know, I've had people say to me, you know, in the whole gun debate, you know, people that aren't from America will say, well, maybe in America, you know, you want to carry a gun because there's guns everywhere in America. But, you know, I live in Europe where, you know, there's not a whole lot of guns around. And it's one of those, oh, fuck it. If someone comes after me with a knife or someone wants to fist fight with me, I'm going to shoot their ass because I'm a friggin' scientist. I haven't spent any time, you know, brawling in the streets. I was, you know, too busy studying for my exams. I don't know how to fucking fight, you know, how to street fight. I can't grapple with somebody, and if someone's going to start throwing punches, I'm going to assume that they know what they're doing, and I don't know what I'm doing. So, hey, guess what? I know one thing to do is I can shoot your ass.
Yep.
Or I can pull out a knife and I can stab you. Doesn't have to be a fair fight, you know. Oh, they didn't bring a gun to this. You know, they didn't bring a gun or a knife to this fight. Well, I did.
Well, here's the thing. You can make the case, and I'm sure a lot of people have. In this day and age, a fair fight is assault.
Yes.
There's no, you know, if you're trading punches with somebody, then, you know, it's assault of some sort. If you're carrying a weapon, you know, you're carrying a pistol for self-defense, then, you know, you pretty much by definition can't do anything except use lethal force. I mean, it's like a, you know, a red line, you know, it's like, yep. I can't, you know, my only option is lethal force. There is no other legally viable
option. Well, you can't even get into a fight. You can't even say to somebody, you know, have a dispute with somebody in a bar and say, oh, let's go discuss this out in a parking lot.
No, you can't.
You know, and square off around people and, get all ready to fight and square off and start throwing punches. You're both going to go to jail.
Yep.
You know, and whoever wins that fight is the loser. They're the person that's going to, they're the one that's going to, you know, face all the charges. Instead, you say, no, go away. You know, yeah, call me a faggot. Call me a loser.
Whatever.
Do whatever you want, you know, but go away. Or I'm going to go away.
Right.
And then as soon as it gets to the point where I'm not able to go away.
Yep.
Well, now I'm being attacked. I'm assaulted. I'm in the threat. And I'm going to do whatever I can to make this stop.
And if you think about it, that's really the way it should be. And the only reason that people up to now have been able to get away with that sort of, you know, assault is because they didn't have to worry about getting shot.
Yep.
If something happened. So, you know, it comes back to the old, you know, an armed society is a polite society. Because, you know, if you're not polite, you might get shot.
Well, and also on top of that is, you know, I'm 100% for this, is we've gotten rid of physicality. There was a time when, you know, it would be perfectly acceptable for two dudes to square off and
sure.
beat the crap out of each other and all of that. And I find that to be horribly brutal and uncivilized and not cool and not good. And
unless it's in a ring.
I've heard what?
Unless it's in a ring.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's not even a fight though. That's a contest. That's a game. You know,
true.
I mean, that's no more a fight than the person at the local three gun match is getting into a gunfight.
It's not a drunken brawl in the back alley.
Exactly. It's I'm talking about schoolyard fights and barroom brawls and
right.
you know those sort of things. Is you know there was a time when you know that would be one of those go outside and settle it like men. You know,
heck, there was a time when that was considered good, clean fun.
Yeah, exactly. And nowadays you can't do that at all. That is, you know, yep. both people are going to go to jail, you know, for that activity. And I'm 100% fine with that. You know, discuss it like gentlemen, you know, say, you know, I don't agree with that. I don't disagree with that. You know what? I'm going to leave you alone. You yep. leave me alone. We're done. And have that be good and be sissies about it. If you want to get all chest thumping macho yep. about it. But at the same time, you know, if it comes down to, oh, no, I'm going to beat your head into the ground, whether you want to get your head beaten into the ground or not. Okay, now you're changing the terms of things.
We have another caller.
Yay.
It's area code 703, Haymarket, Virginia.
Hmm. Very close.
That's what it says.
That's the next town over.
You're in the wrong town.
On the Green Line.
By the Green, next stop, Haymarket.
It's Jay.
Jay, how are we doing?
Not bad.
I get to close the show out. I'm impressed.
Apparently,
it's interesting getting into the whole defense and fighting. I ran into something very similar back in college, and it was basically just I had a kid pull a knife on me, and I almost killed him, and. It was scary how much that changed everything, the perspective, because you realize that there's no more fighting, you know, to show you're tough. It's exactly what Weird was saying. It's you fight only because it is the only option you have to live. And I agree that's how it should be.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you want to get physical, there's a school of thought that says, you know, if you want to arrange a, you know, chest thumping beatdown with somebody, then, you know, strap on gloves and go in the ring.
Right. Right. There are venues for that.
And sure.
Yeah, and there are lots of venues for that.
Exactly. I have no interest. You know, I have no ego invested. I don't care. Do you think you're tougher than me? Fine.
Yep.
Continue to think that. I don't care. It's if you know, and if you're going to pursue me out in the parking lot and continue to try to prove you tougher, well, you've got two options. You can back off, or one of us isn't going to walk away from this. And, you know, and again, I don't know necessarily that the increase in concealed carry has had much to do with it, just because we seem to see more of the fisticuffs back, you know, 100 years ago when anybody wanted could have a gun. I think a lot of it now is that it's gotten so to what Weird was talking about, that you can't just duke it out because you're going to go to jail. So
right.
It's kind of hard to say which is better, because it's got to get to that point where you're in fear for your life. And then the other guy gets shot.
Right.
But by the
well,
same
I mean,
token,
it comes back to the unfortunate sexual encounter is the, if you get in a fair and square, you know, brawl, you get your face beaten in, your teeth knocked out because you squared off with someone who's a better fighter than you. There's nothing to say that now that you get to that's called forever. You can then talk to your lawyer and have that other person go to jail and pay for your new teeth.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That, you know, you want to prove how tough you are? Go right ahead. Go right ahead. I won't do a thing. I'll just sue you when it's all over. Yeah. There's other ways to ruin somebody. Financially is a perfectly viable option. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that
the kind of people
that do that don't really have a financial to ruin.
That's true. That's true. You know, you can have them arrested for assault and battery. And, you know, give them a nice felony charge to live with.
Judgment proof.
And they can encounter some nice rape culture in the gang showers.
There you go. That would be PIA.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get to encounter the PIA version, and, you know, you can laugh. So,
in cell block C loves another felon in cell block C very much. There's a special hug, and it's lubricated with tears.
Yeah, I don't even want to get into that whole rabbit hole, because there's nothing you can say other than you're fucking insane, lady. All right? Because what you're advocating is the complete extinction of our species in a generation. That's what you're advocating. If all intercourse is rape, you are advocating for the extinction of the human race.
No, they're just advocating for artificial insemination.
Yeah.
They don't need me.
Yeah, I'm going to line right the fuck up for that. Oh, yeah, sure, take my sperm. Oh, no, wrong, wrong, yeah. Ain't going to happen. There's a reason.
I wonder with the new healthcare, will you have to give a sample?
Yes, mandatory.
Will that be a mandatory? You'll have to give a sample. It could happen.
Sure, it could.
Hey, they had that stop.
All your DNA.
You know, once you're on a single payer, there's nothing that stops them from saying, you know what? Give us a pint a month.
Ew, a pint.
Of blood.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I was going to say.
Things
are bigger in Texas.
Oh, yes, everything's bigger in Texas.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
Note,
thanks for calling, Jay.
I'm glad I could end on a positive note. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks.
And we got one last caller. This is area code 281. That's a Houston number. This must be Amanda.
Happy New Year.
Yay.
Hi.
All right.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, Amanda.
So, book club.
You're calling it. I asked Amanda to call in tonight because she has a 2020 show update.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I do. Ooh. I do. So the show is going to air on Friday the 31st.
Cool.
They are flying in today, tomorrow, to film me and a couple of the other women tomorrow just to get some B-reel. Footage, you know, the background filler. So they're going to film me, you know, at work, and I'm going to the range on Saturday, so they're going to come and get some footage of me at the range too. So that'll be interesting, but it is going to air on the 31st.
I told Amanda to wear the good butt jeans. for the filler video.
Well, it's Texas, right? You got to represent.
Yeah, yes, yes.
2020.
So this isn't going to be a whole crew. It's just going to be...
Yeah, it's a cameraman and a producer or something.
No, it's actually just the one chick who spelled her name wrong. She's taken liberties with the spelling of her name. So that'll be fun from New York City.
Well, we will keep an eye out for it.
So that's going to air on the 31st, and I'll be
excited.
Able to give. I am too. I'm curious to see how nuts they're going to make us all look.
I don't have TV, so how can I watch it?
You can watch it the next day on the ABC website.
Okay, good.
There's a link for 2020.
Good to know.
So those of you that are unplugged can get it that way.
Cool.
Just abc.com, and then go to the 2020 link, and it'll have the new episodes up there.
Great. Well, when it's live, we'll put a link on it. I'm sure we'll talk about it at the time.
Oh,
excellent.
Yeah.
And
I got a new pistol for Christmas. I'm all excited.
What'd you get?
I pulled a single white female with Jen and got the same one that she got. So I got an MP shield.
Oh, that's
and
a good one.
It's heaven. Even being left-handed, it's still easy to operate.
Yes, it is.
Do you have one of those, Alan?
I have an M&P. I don't have the shield. The shield's just a single-stack version of the M&P.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just it's almost the exact same size as the M&P compact. It's a little bit taller, but it's narrower.
Right. Designed for concealability.
Yes, yes, and it's light, and I've ordered me a belly band for it so I can use it when I run.
Oh, cool.
Good.
Very good. Belly bands are excellent. I have good luck with belly band, and I wear it like I wear the gun front and center, not on the side, but in the middle. Like,
oh yeah, no.
Which belly band did you order? Do you go with the Galco?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I have to look it up.
I've got one of the Galco ones, and it doesn't actually work all that great for me. But my goodness, that thing's got a million pockets. You can carry a shitload of stuff in it.
It's a bat belt.
It is.
This is white and stretchy, and has two big pockets on the front. So one of them's going to have my phone, and the other one's going to have the pistol.
Perfect.
And make sure
to grab the pistol, not the phone.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling, Amanda. We'll keep an eye out for your 2020.
Yes, I'll keep you all posted.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And.
Yes.
I had to adjust the volume levels. I had the master volume.
Done.
Now,
okay.
I had the master volume cranked up for some reason the phone calls are coming in really dim and
he's working on his quart.
Yeah.
Fine.
So anyway, fine. That's the.
Oh my god.
I'm going to go for the quart just in case so I can have some overage.
Oh jeez.
Quart.
Ew. Let's move on.
Oh,
okay.
I gotcha. Okay. Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha.
Yay.
Anyway, that's
next
the
week.
Show. Next week.
Talk about next week, Alan.
Next week, I'll be out of town.
Yes.
So.
Well, you're going to be out of your town. So what town are you going to be in?
I'm going to be in Brita's town.
He's coming to visit. He's coming to visit Winter.
Yes. I'm coming to visit Winter.
Alan has never gone sled riding.
Well, I take that. I have. Okay.
What?
I have. When I was a kid in North Carolina, I had a little sled and went down the driveway, and I'm sure that's not
that doesn't count. No,
but you're right. I've been skiing before. Now I've been skiing a lot actually, but I've never sat on my butt on one of those little saucer things and slid down a hill. So I'm going to do that. Brita's going to push me down the hill and cackle maniacally as I fall and bust my ass and hopefully get the whole thing on video. So
yes.
Try to go over a jump and hurt your balls.
Pass on that.
There's a jump for him.
We actually discussed the concept, and I started thinking about it. You know, I could Skype from Brita's house. I could use my hotspot on my cell phone to log into my computer at home and remote control it and set up and do the. You know, the recording and streaming and all
I think my house would explode if you tried to do that.
And at that point, Brita was just like, no.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah, I would definitely say you'd have to make sure that Mike was like across the street. At the human EMP.
Yeah. So anyway, there will not be a show next week. I know we're kind of doing this, you know, holiday. Sometimes we're here, sometimes we're not. And, you know, if we had a, you know, if we were like, you know, professional, basically if somebody paid for this, we would, you know, come up with a way to do it, but nobody pays for it. And, so screw y'all. We're not having a show,
but we'll have things to talk about.
Yeah. We'll have things to talk about, next time. Yes. And, you can always listen to us live streaming the last 10 episodes chronologically. Stream 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Not necessarily chronologically, because they might be in the middle.
Well, they go in chronological order. They go in order, and then they get to it's the last 10 episodes in order. That's just because I only put 10 on there because nobody wants to hear anything older than that. If you want to hear something older than that, go to the website and just play it. I mean, really. So, anyway, that's the show.
Yep. Thanks,
See
everybody.
See y'all in 2 weeks. Thanks See for ya. Listening. Thanks for calling. And have a good weekend, whatever.
Okay.
Remember, go over the jump, Alan.
Yeah, right. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.